Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
The sprawling cities of New England and Carolina will battle it out in Super Bowl 38 in Houston. And we'll be there live beginning Monday from the Musers through the Hardline. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310.
It is 11:35. Now, obviously, one thing they've done today is they've dredged up a lot of ticket sounders of years gone by. You'll be hearing some of those today. I mean, those are a little bit jarring compared to the way the radio station sounds today. But that should be a lot of fun to check out. It is our 10th birthday party. We are here at the Hard Rock Cafe. So come by and see us. It's on McKinney Avenue. It is McKinney and Ruth. Yes. Play that again.
The Hardline.
That should never be destroyed. In fact,
and you know what? There was
one of those things that should be heard more today than it is.
There was a time we thought that was good.
When was that played?
You know what? Circa 95, 96.
But like at what point?
That was the laddies in
it. Like a spot break? Or was it played like coming back?
1310.
I don't know.
I don't know exactly how it was used.
How would you shoehorn that? The Hard Line.
Everybody had one. Everybody had shout outs.
I can't remember exactly how they used it. I can't remember.
You know what? That was the laddies that did all that. The laddie did all this.
Norm Hitzkus, there was one for him back then.
Oh, upstairs?
The wheels are off!
Oh, my God.
We thought that was good.
So you had singers go into a studio and sing, "The wheels are off."
I'm telling you, it was when the laddie first came here, he got him to do all that stuff. And the laddie thought that was some great stuff.
Everybody.
I'm blaming it all on him. And you know what? He's going to be here today. And we've got some issues with that guy, don't we, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
I've got $20.
But see, that's how radio was done. The thing about the laddie is he's an Eastern radio guy.
And that's
how it was done back then. But we'll get into that with him when he's here.
Microphone Johnson.
He'll be here a little bit later on today. We'll get into all that with him then. Well, it is 10 years. It'll be 10 years tomorrow since the first words on the little ticket were aired. And 10 years is a long time. It's a long time to do anything. It's a long time to last in this business. It's been it's a long time to have the kind of success in this business that we've had. And I got to tell you, I've been thinking about this a lot over the last few days. And what we've accomplished here over the last 10 years is really, I mean, it just kind of makes you step back and appreciate what we've done here. I mean, not to get too self-congratulatory with things, but
it ain't bragging if you can do it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We did it. So not to sound too arrogant or cocky, but, you know, against a lot of odds, you know, we were able to do that. And a lot of people can come on and have success for 2 years. A lot of people have done that. But when you've done it 10 years, you've done something.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just the facts. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people aren't going to like hearing me say that, but that's just the way it is.
Man, you got a little scoreboard.
Yeah.
You've done it for 10 years.
And, you know, we're just coming off one of our best rating periods ever.
Yeah.
Ever. So.
Yeah. So the thing is showing no real sign of slowing down. That's, you know, the good news, I guess, here. But no doubt we'll be talking about where we all were back then and what those first few days, that first day was like.
Chaotic.
Oh, gosh. Very chaotic.
Because I guess it was 10 years ago today that the Cowboys played the conference championship game.
Right.
They win, they go to the Super Bowl. But we'd already decided as a station that we were going to go to the Super Bowl and broadcast the whole first week at the Super Bowl.
Right.
This was Atlanta?
Yeah. We were going no matter if San Francisco would have beat Dallas, we're going. We're going to be there the whole week, regardless.
So they're playing that game the next day, the 24th. We start, and then everybody goes to the Super Bowl the day after that.
Yes.
And that was the first big ticket road trip. Everybody went down there except me. I couldn't go. And that put you and me in the unwieldy position.
We'd done one show.
Yes, after having done one show together, here we were trying to do a show with him down there and me in Dallas.
Oh.
And we've had exactly probably 24 hours to establish whatever chemistry we're going to establish.
And just to kind of put that in perspective a little bit, we've been doing this 10 years and thousands of shows. If we had to do that today, we'd have a hard time doing it.
Yeah.
It's just very difficult to do a show in different locations. So if we had to do that today, it would be very hard to do, very hard to pull off.
Why didn't you go?
Oh, God.
I couldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you just had too much to do back here?
Yeah, I mean, my cell phone was ringing every 10 seconds with somebody wanting something or telling me about something that should have happened but didn't.
How did you even concentrate on the show? It's your show.
I didn't. I mean, as far as I was concerned, it was up to Grego to determine the course of the show. And I just went in there and did it.
And it's the first time I'd ever done a show. You know, I'd done, like, the Rangers call-in show, and I'd filled in, like, whenever Galloway had a short show, you know, where I'd fill in for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd never done a show over an hour. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's time to do 3 hours. Hey, we're back. There was a lot of that. No, I wasn't that good to say, hey, we're back.
All right, when did you guys...
And my days were starting at that time, probably about 6 o'clock in the morning, and they were ending about, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night. And every 10 seconds, my cell phone was ringing. It was somebody talking about something that should have happened but didn't, or why did this happen, or something.
You can't imagine. And looking back on it now, I see all the chaos that was going on. But at the time, it just didn't matter. You didn't care. You didn't care that it was chaotic. Because by golly, now this is me talking. I mean, I didn't have all the business that Ryan's had. And Ryan's kept me and George and Craig and Coop insulated from all this. He didn't bother us with any of this stuff. I mean, he never told us that hey, I've got to take care of this. You guys got to take care of that. But it was just kind of implied.
Yeah, I tried to be as much a part of the show as I could, but really what I was thinking was, okay, Grego's got to handle the show. And I'll just jump in whenever and wherever I can, and I got to do all this.
Now, you got to remember at the time what's going on. There's a Super Bowl going on, so there was a lot of stuff to talk about. And it was also this time, I don't even...
Did you have a week in between? Or was it the next week was the Super
day.
Bowl? No, I'm saying they played the championship game.
Yeah, it was
one
week. It was one week Super Bowl.
So we did the show Monday from Dallas, and then Tuesday, media day, we're in Atlanta. With the most primitive equipment you can ever think of in your life. But once again, it didn't matter.
Did it sound real bad?
Yes. It sounded horrendous.
Huh. I know I was listening, but I don't remember.
But you know what?
We
were on the air, and that was all I cared about.
It didn't matter.
We could have been broadcasting with a string and tin cans, and that would have been good enough for me. We were on the air. It was up and running. And as far as I was concerned, we go from there.
But I don't want to get too technical here because people might not understand, but right now we're doing this, and we've got headsets on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's our microphone. You know what we had down there? You know the little microphones? We don't even have these microphones. The ones that you do, that you go and get Shaq with, those little bitty microphones, that's what we had. Those little bitty microphones on one of those little tripods. You ever seen those little cheap tripods?
Right.
That's what we had. So you had to bend way down.
Did you have headphones on?
We had headphones, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you had to bend down, and if you even touched that, it fell over. So you were constantly hearing this. Or they would fall down on the table for a whole week.
What?
But it didn't matter.
Let's go to Glenda in North Dallas on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Glenda.
Keep you but a second. I just want to tell you not to worry about being cocky and arrogant today, because you guys have always been cocky and arrogant.
True. Good point.
And I just want to say congratulations to you, and that all is forgiven, and I hope to see you a little while tonight.
All right. You going to come down here, Glenda?
I sure am.
Perfect.
Excellent.
I'll buy you a beer, Glenda. Me and you can share a pint.
Okay, Corby, can I get a taster?
And Glenda, yeah. Glenda, I'll keep Corby away from you, okay?
Oh, no. I want to talk to Corby.
Oh, I guarantee you, if anybody doesn't fear the cobra, it's her. What we should do is set aside a table.
Yeah.
For Glenda and the cobra to sit at so everybody can watch this interaction take place.
Oh,
right.
Please do.
We have more in common than you think.
That's right. We're horn frogs, aren't we, Corby?
Yep.
I can't wait to see that.
See you tonight, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
There she did me tonight.
Glenda in North Dallas, one of our great longtime listeners.
But one thing I want to say is that as chaotic as it was, you didn't care.
Yeah.
You just didn't care because you were talking sports. You had your own show in Dallas, something that we'd all dreamed of. Now, Reiner, it's a different story.
I was?
No, you were a different story because I could take that attitude. But you, I mean, I didn't have my cell phone ringing every 10 seconds, and I didn't have to worry about scheduling board ops for the weekend or, you know, who was going to do tickers on the weekend.
Hey, I was having to worry about what shows we were going to do on the weekend. Who's going to do shows then? We'll get into a little bit more of that later. But coming up next, we're going to talk to a guy who arrived on the scene in Dallas at about the same time the Little Ticket did.
Snake.
This seems a little bit more high tone than ours these days. We will visit with him next.
During the past 6 years of the Ticket's Charity Challenge on Ice, we've had sticks to the eye, skates to the chin, fists to the face, knees to the head, and more groin pulls than a 13-year-old with high-speed DSL. This year's game will be no different. The only way to experience all the slips and slides and whiffs and whacks is to be there. Get your tickets for Charity Challenge on Ice 7 now by calling 214-GO-STARS. $15 for lower reserve seats, upper reserve seat for 10. All proceeds benefit the Dallas Stars Foundation. From the station that hands you the phone and says, call 214-GO-STARS. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's a Ticket flashback. 10 years of Ticket history, brought to you by Tanqueray 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1994. No year was bigger in the history of The Ticket than 1994 as Sports Radio comes to Dallas-Fort Worth on January 24th. The Ticket was born with a lineup of Skip Bayless, Kurt Benefee, The Hardline getting great odds at 11-2, Donovan Miller, and Chuck Cooperstein. The station was immediately moved in that first week to Atlanta, gearing up for Super Bowl 28, the Cowboys beating the Bills in a big game for the second straight year. It was only about 2 months later that the Cowboys were thrown into turmoil as Jerry Jones fires Jimmy Johnson and replaces him with one of any 500 coaches. That turns out to be Barry Switzer. Just 2 weeks before the birth of the Ticket, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by a gang of thugs orchestrated by skating rival and white trash queen Tonya Harding. Kerrigan went on to win a silver medal at the Winter Olympics. The Temple, better known as the Ballpark at Arlington, was opened in April of 1994, only to see it close early on August 13th when baseball players go on strike again. The Rangers were in first place at the time, but were 10 games under 500. The Mavericks follow up an 11-win season with a 13-win campaign in the 1993-94 season, their only season under Quinn Buckner. The Stars conclude their first season in Dallas with a trip to the second round of the playoffs, Mike Modano posting the only 50-goal season of his career. While we were watching the Rockets beating the Knicks in the NBA Finals in June of 94, one Friday night game was interrupted by O.J. Simpson leading L.A. police on a low-speed chase. He was arrested and charged with killing his ex-wife and her friend. Tom Hanks won the Oscar for Best Actor in the movie Philadelphia, and he would put out another award-winning performance in Forrest Gump. We also saw the birth of ER and Jub Jub's favorite show, Friends, and the death of Nirvana's Kurt Cobain and former President Richard Nixon. It all happened in the Ticket's first year, 1994.
Coming up again at 12:50, it's another Ticket flashback to the year 1995. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is 10.